It's as if John the Baptist throws open wide a door through which we so deeply desire to traverse, for it's a door to joy and to peace and to happiness that all of us crave to experience by drawing closer to Christ. What must we do? And the Baptist teaches, if anyone has two tunics, they must share with the one who has none. And the same with food. That this isn't giving away everything that we have. It's being generous with our surplus. Sensitive to recognize the needs of those whom we encounter. And responding to the degree that we're able to help. What must we do a second time? And the Baptist says, be fair in your dealings. What must we do? And the Baptist teaches a third time, be respectful in your interactions. To be generous with those in need. To be fair in your dealings. And to be respectful in your interactions. Gosh, that sounds pretty simple. Why is it so hard? I think just yesterday I was filled with all sorts of temptations to hoard and to be stingy and to not be generous, particularly with time. I was tempted to scheme and to manipulate to get what I wanted. Not to be fair and just in interactions. And maybe to be a little sarcastic and cynical. Those temptations find their way into me too. And not respectful and understanding that sometimes the challenges that individuals have very good reasons about which I know nothing. Who am I to think that I don't struggle too? To be generous with those in need. To be fair in our dealings, and to be respectful in our interactions. And it's hard. And if that were just it, maybe we would be discouraged, because time and again, it's a challenge. But John continues, and he says, by the way, the one who is coming, the Messiah, the long-awaited one, he is going to provide us with a gift that the Baptist does not. He symbolically baptizes. This Messiah is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. That when we receive the gift of baptism, this is far beyond a symbol. This is an encounter with the living God in which the Lord, the giver of life, is received to enable us to maintain proper perspective in the midst of our daily struggles. A perspective that can enable us and empower us to walk through this door of mercy thrown wide open, so that we can be more generous with those in need, that we can be fair in our interactions, in our dealings, that we can be respectful in our encounters with others.